despite Ukrainian forces holding out. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces lie in the east of the country and were trying to mount an offensive in the Kharkiv region, north of Russia's main target, the Donbas. A senior Russian military commander said Moscow aimed to seize all of southern Ukraine, far more expansive war aims than Moscow has lately trumpeted, and the latest sign that Moscow may not relent after its latest campaign in the east. Russia says it has won the Battle of Mariupol, the biggest fight of the war, having taken a decision not to try to root out thousands of Ukrainian troops still holed up in a steelworks. But the U.S. doesn't believe what Russian President Putin is saying about the war, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
President Putin claims victory in the battle for the strategic city of Mariupol in the southeast, but the Pentagon says the fight is still on. The battle isn't over. About 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are holed up in a steel mill there. Pentagon press secretary and retired Rear Admiral John Kirby says the Russians made a big show of it when President Putin ordered his troops not to go into that plant, but instead told them to seal it off, apparently to try to free up his troops for a broader campaign in the east. Kirby says the Russians haven't taken Mariupol. There's still active resistance. His advice? We have to watch and see what the Russians actually do here. Kirby spoke to CNN. I'm Rita Foley.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 57 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police within Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Friday, medics said, as violence persisted during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan at a site also revered by Jews. Israeli police said they intervened when hundreds of people